A bitter wind swept across the Flannan Isles as dawn broke in a haze of salt and mist. The lighthouse, still recovering from the previous night's storm and the tremors of unspoken betrayals, stood resolute against the vast, churning sea. For days, the three keepers, Rory, Arthur, and Charles, had sought refuge in the predictable rhythms of their solitary existence. Yet, even in isolation, fate had a way of intruding. That morning, as the sky bruised into shades of slate and lead, a distant rumble on the water stirred an uneasy premonition. Rory was the first to notice it, a low, mechanical thrum, not the natural cadence of the waves, but the sound of an engine, a sign that no natural force could produce. Peering through the rain-spattered window of the keeper's quarters, his heart hammered at the sight of a second boat approaching the shore. Its dark hull cut through the turbulent waters like a specter, drawing ever nearer. Within minutes, the boat, weather-beaten and grim, anchored just offshore. The small craft carried two figures, the silhouettes distinct against the shifting gloom. One was tall and lean, with a gaze sharp as broken glass, Silas, whose expression betrayed both determination and hidden grief. The other, a stockier man with a perpetual scowl and roughened hands, was Orson. Their presence was an intrusion into the delicate peace of the lighthouse, a herald of events that would forever alter their world. It was not long before Silas and Orson made their way ashore. The wind whipped at their coats as they trudged up the slick, rain-dampened path toward the lighthouse. Rory, who had rushed to alert his companions, met them at the threshold with a mixture of alarm and reluctant curiosity. The sudden appearance of these outsiders, strangers in an already isolated realm, set every nerve on edge. Inside the main chamber, the atmosphere shifted as quickly as a storm surge. Arthur, whose tired eyes had just begun to steady after a restless night, looked up sharply at the sound of measured footsteps. His mind raced. He had not expected anyone to come near their sanctuary. Charles, too, felt a cold, dread coil in his stomach. The delicate balance of secrecy and routine they had fought so hard to maintain was about to be shattered. Silas's voice broke the silence. "We've come in search of our missing comrade," he declared, his tone calm yet unyielding. "We are crewmates of the man you found on the shore." His eyes flickered over the assembled keepers, demanding answers. Orson's presence added a weighty gravity to the inquiry. "We know there was cargo, valuable cargo, lost at sea," he said, his words clipped and edged with suspicion. "Our vessel was with him when he disappeared. Tell us, what have you done with the body? What have you done with the treasure?" For a long, charged moment, silence reigned in the cramped room. The gentle, flickering light of an oil lamp danced over faces edged with fatigue, grief, and something darker.